Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marty Callahan. Batting second. The left fielder, Kurt Walker. Batting third. The second baseman, Pat Crawford. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, High Pockets Kelly. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo DeRocher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Sukeforth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jackie May. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jackie May. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jimmy Welsh. Batting second. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wally Berger. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Buster Chatham. Batting sixth. The catcher, Al Sparrer. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Earl Clark. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Smith. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Bob Smith. And now, play ball. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sparrer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a fly ball into left field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Welsh moves to third. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Welsh scores. Moranville moves to third. It's 1-0, Braves. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moranville tags and scores. Sisler tags and moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, Braves. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sisler scores. It's 3-0, Braves. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sukeforth for a passed ball. Chatham moves to second. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chatham. The throw from Sukeforth and he is safe. Chatham steals third. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer strikes out. Two outs. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into left field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chatham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. High pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. May fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Welsh bunts towards third. Cuccinello fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smith moves to second. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to second for the out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sisler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Sukeforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sukeforth hits a fly ball into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Burger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelly scoops it up and throws to first, with May covering, for the out. One out. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chatham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chatham. The throw from Sukeforth and he is safe. Chatham steals second. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparrer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and has Chatham trapped. There's the throw to Crawford who tags Chatham for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive to center field. Callahan throws towards third. Cuccinello fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cuccinello. Sparrer goes all the way around to score. Clark moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Braves. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 0-for-1 in the game. Callahan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0-for-1 in the game. Crawford takes first base on ball 4. Callahan moves to second. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Kelly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a line drive into left field. Walker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Walker. Moranville moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sisler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chatham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0-for-1 in the game. Durocher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Welsh. Durocher reaches second base with a double. Kelly moves to third. Clyde Sukeforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sukeforth is 0-for-1 in the game. Sukeforth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Durocher scores. It's 4-2, Braves. Jackie May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sukeforth. The throw from Spurrer and he is safe. Sukeforth steals second. Jackie May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sukeforth scores. It's 4-3, Braves. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Spurrer for a passed ball. May moves to second. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callahan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to third. Ed Brandt now pitching. Bob Musel pinch hits for Kurt Walker. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Crawford hits a fly ball into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Reds 3. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Musel now playing left field. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Burger hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Chatham hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Braves. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sparrer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sparrer moves to third. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Callahan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sparrer tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Braves. Ed Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuccinello strikes out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 2 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heilman moves to third. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. DeRocher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heilman scores. Kelly moves to second. It's 6-4, Braves. Clyde Sukeforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sukeforth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sukeforth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to third. DeRocher moves to second. Two outs. Joe Stripp pinch hits for Jackie May. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp takes first base on ball 4. Fred Frankhouse now pitching. Evar Swanson pinch hits for Marty Callahan. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Reds 4. The Braves will come to bat. Evar Swanson now playing center field. Archie Campbell now pitching. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Welsh is called out on strikes. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sisler moves to second. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Chatham takes first base on ball 4. Sisler moves to third. Berger moves to second. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sparrer hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chatham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 3 in the game. Cuccinello strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Reds 4. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Frankhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frankhouse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chatham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. DeRocher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frankhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to second. Two outs. Clyde Sukeforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sukeforth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sukeforth hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Reds 4. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Welsh hits a pop-up towards first. Kelly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Moranville takes first base on ball 4. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Moranville moves to second. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Berger takes first base on ball 4. Moranville moves to third. Sisler moves to second. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Chatham strikes out. 2 outs. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sparrer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to home to get Moranville. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Chuck Dressen pinch hits for Archie Campbell. Chuck Dressen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dressen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Frank House covering, for the out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. Musel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Crawford hits a fly ball into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 4. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.